very, very quick pnimius on the daf for Gemara Brachos Daf Chabez, just because it's after Shabbos here. I know Shabbos is daf. The Gemara spends most of the daf talking about a Baal Keri, someone who had a seminal emission, someone who had a seminal discharge, and what they're allowed to do. If they're, are they allowed to learn? Are they allowed to say Shema, Davin? Right? Maybe they should only think the words of Torah. Maybe we say that in general, Torah, you know, doesn't ever become tame, and they're fine. And different itzas, they should go in a mikvah of 40 seah of mayim, or if they can't do that, you know, should they pour nine kavim of mayim on top of themselves? Who's allowed to do what? Is it only, you know, who, as the original Takana set up for, that Ezra said, that people should go into 40 seah of mayim? Why was that instituted, you know? What was the nature of it? The Gemara goes through a lot of intricacies, and for sure the Gemara is talking about the halacha of a Baal Keri, which the halacha is a sugya bifnei atmo, how much it even applies, how much do we hold by Takanas Ezra. There's obviously some communities where they took it on to a greater degree, but there's also explicit Gemaras that seem to say that it was a right, something that we didn't take on as a tzibur, that it kind of fell out of practice as a tzibur. But what's allowed, what's not allowed, what do we have to be machmer for? And the whole concept of a Baal Keri, right, someone having a seminal emission, is discussed in various details. You know, if someone's a chole, if someone was be'onis, if it happened accidentally, if someone is, you know, a margal, if someone brought himself to that state. And one could, and I'm just going to throw the remez out there because this is going to be very, very, very brief, but one could read the Gemara in Pnimius, and not La Halacha, but in Pnimius, to say, how does a Baal Keri relate to us? For those of us who are not nohig to go to the mikvah, and who are not nohig to, you know, be machmir for all the details of the Gemara says, although that's a separate discussion that maybe we should be more machmir. What is there to take out from a Gemara like this? So the concept of a Baal Keri could also be understood as a Baal Keri, Keri Milashon Mikra. Not like Mikra Laila, but like Asher Karach B'derech, something like, you know, chance, that the Amalek chanced upon us. The Indian of Amalek is the throw the concept of chance. They throw the things that say that it was just happenstance, that it just happened. It's not. It wasn't preordained. It wasn't divine providence. Things just happened. B'mikra, they happened. So a Baal Keri, someone who for a moment has a thought of that things are a Keri, that he loses his focus from the Ribbono Shel Olam for a minute. He loses his constant connection to Hashem, that Hashem runs the world. And if somebody during their day, somebody throughout the course of their day or at night when things seem darker and things seem less clear, he for a moment becomes someone who has a Baal, you know, he's a Baal of the Shita of things happen b'mikra, you know, things happen by chance. Sometimes not everything was planned. This was a coincidence. So somebody who falls into the world of coincidences, there's different levels. The ideal level, what should they do? They should immerse themselves into Mayim. What's Mayim? Mayim is a Mayim ala Torah. We know Mayim is Torah. Mayim is also anivus, is also humility. That's the mahach we're going to go with. That water, the Maharal explains, drips down to the lowest place. That when you pour water on a surface, it will find every, you know, nook and cranny and hole to drip down to the lowest place. That gravity will bring it down and it will flow its way down. That's what Mayim does. So Mayim goes to the lowest place. Mayim is anivus. So, you know, what should the person do? The person, ideally, if they can, they should immerse themselves in 40 seya of anivus. They should, what's 40 seya? The amount of a full coma of a person, the full height of a man, that a man should go and he should fully immerse himself in anivus and humility and say, what am I, like, I you know, why do I think things happen by chance? Who am I? I'm nothing to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam is looking at everything. I'm just a small cog in the thing. And he should lower himself, and then he could be Mekadesh Shem Shema, and then he could say Shema, then he could teach Torah, then he could learn Torah. If he can't do that, let's say sometimes we can't, for whatever reason, we don't have the ability to fully immerse ourselves into mem seah of mayim, that we don't have the ability to fully immerse ourselves into humility. Maybe we're like a chola, maybe we've built up a thing that we have too much gaiva in us, we're a chola, we can't achieve those madrigas of humility. So what should we do? We should sprinkle, we should pour, test kavin, we should find enough humility to pour, think about one thing that we could focus in and harp in on that says, yeah, I'm really nothing when it comes to this. And find that one thing. We all can know there's always something that humbles all of us, and that's pouring teskavin. that's pouring the as much water as we can and on top of us and saying, okay, look, I'm not at a state of humility, but I dealt with suffix and I dealt with the concept of coincidence and I dealt with the fact that maybe for a moment I didn't, you know, think Hashem was there. So let me find that one nekuda to humble myself. So that's that second etzah. The third etzah ultimately is when it comes down to it is that at the end of the day we're going to say that divrei Torah, they're not makabel tumah. Then at the end of the day that if someone says, you know what I'm going to do? My learning is going to be for learning. It's going to be lishma, and that inherently will be a humbling experience for him. And hopefully, you know, if we have that, if one has that approach, then even his Torah, even if someone did have to deal with the dangers of chance and coincidence and mikra and things that happen, you know, things that seem like they just happened. Person could immerse themselves in humility if they could, or at least find a way to humble themselves on a specific level, or bepachos, just know that the Torah is better than all of that, that my sfeikos might be what they are, but the Torah is much stronger than any of my sfeikos.